From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, how big of an impact is conservative talk radio having on the immigration debate?
But first, Hurricane Arthur. He's currently off the coast of North Carolina, headed for the Outer Banks, that thin strip of barrier islands along the state's northern coast. Mandatory evacuations are underway on Hatteras Island, and for other parts of the Outer Banks and coast, evacuation is voluntary. North Carolina Governor Pat McGorry is urging citizens and tourists to be safe and smart.
Our primary goal, again, is public safety, and the state has taken preemptive measures to be ready. We ask that our citizens and visitors in the eastern part of our state, especially along the coast and especially in the Outer Banks, please listen to your media outlets, weather reports, and your local officials for updates in your area. Have your emergency supply kits and emergency plans ready. And if you haven't already, reference the ReadyNC website and download the smartphone ReadyNC application on your iPhone or Android device.
So a lot of preparation there. Joining us from the State Emergency Operations Center in Raleigh is Gregory Baker, Commissioner of Law Enforcement for the North Carolina Department of Public Safety. And Commissioner, your governor has also been telling people, don't put your stupid hat on. But watching television, it appears that maybe some are. We're seeing people sitting on beaches saying, we're not leaving.
That's a constant problem for us, Robin, despite repeated appeals to them to heed the warning. We do oftentimes have individuals that choose not to leave. That's very unfortunate. But we did have a great decision made by one of our counties, Dare County, which is along the Outer Banks. They went ahead and instituted the mandatory evacuation order. We were, of course, very happy to see that because I think it tells people that the state is taking this serious, the county is taking this serious. Obviously, they made that decision with the full knowledge that there's going to be an economic impact from that at one of the busiest weekends of the year.
Yeah, this is very tough.
They chose safety over economics, and we're very happy about that. Yeah,
very, very tough 4th of July weekend. But you are the Commissioner of Law Enforcement. Mandatory evacuation, at least in that county. What happens if people don't go?
Well, I don't know that it's an enforceable action, but it certainly heightens the awareness when they say this is a mandatory, you stay at your own peril, is basically what the county is saying.
People won't risk their lives to save yours. Obviously, the state is taking it seriously, but you have been pretty slammed in recent years. Can you put this in context? I mean, what are you anticipating?
Especially with the most recent update that took a westward turn, we're anticipating a lot of rain, flooding events. Obviously, that creates tremendous concerns for us. As you well know, the majority of deaths and serious injuries occur in these events as a result of flooding.
Yeah.
So that's why getting out in front with these mandatory evacuations, using our ferry system, using all of our resources to get people safely off of the Outer Banks prior to the storm is critical to our mission plan.
Gregory Baker, Commissioner of Law Enforcement for the North Carolina Department of Public Safety, as Arthur bears down. Commissioner, thanks and good luck to you.
Thank you, Robin.
Well, Rachel Lewis Hilburn is news director at WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. And Rachel, you're not expecting a direct hit, but what are you hearing? Are people taking this seriously?
Well, they are taking it seriously, but since we're not expecting a direct hit, the biggest risks for us are really the gusty winds that we're expecting to kick up later in the day. We could start seeing winds between 40 and 50 miles per hour, and that's pretty serious.
Yeah.
And as a meteorologist pointed out to me earlier this morning, because of our ice storms that we had this past winter in the southeast, listeners may remember that massive power outages due to ice collecting on power lines and trees just knocked this region flat. Well, there are still some poorly rooted trees, and there are some very heavy limbs that may have been weakened from those storms that haven't yet come down. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the risks that we're really looking at here in the Cape Fear region.
Well, here in the Boston area, the Boston Pops concert, big deal tomorrow night, was moved to tonight, and it's going to be online. But I'm sure in the few seconds we have, you're going to take a revenue hit there as well.
We certainly are. This is one of the biggest tourist times for people in southeastern North Carolina. And of course, with 4th of July happening tomorrow, we have a naturalization service that happens this evening that has been canceled. About 125 people won't be able to become citizens tonight. And of course, they certainly will down the road, but they not with all the pomp and circumstance. We do expect Governor McCrory, though, to join us for the 4th of July parade tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock when Hurricane Arthur should be well out to sea at that point.
Rachel Lewis Hilburn of WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. Thank you.
Thank you.